This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by GoDaddy.com, 99cent.com with code MMANUTS99. Save 30% off new orders with code MMANUTS30. Eve Mattress, the award-winning luxury mattress. Save 60 pounds off with code MMAN60EVE. Glasses USA, get 55% off first purchase plus free shipping with code MMA55. My Protein, the best quality supplements for the lowest possible prices. Save 20% off with code MMANUTS at MyProtein.com. Defense Soap, used by more champions in more countries than any other brand. Save 15% off with code MMANUTS. Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 322! My name's Inga Weigold.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. By my fans, for my fans, walk live between serious and ridiculous. What's cracking, motherfuckers?
It is the 2016 MMA Awards Show!
Yeah! Yes. I'm ready!
Where we recap the year, give you all the best, all the worst.
Chris Cyborg wins everything!
That's right.
Including she like can a... sit on my face! What? You can't say that.
You just did. It is the internet. You say whatever
I want. Don't say that aloud. God damn it.
In the words of Jeremy Clarkson on the new show that they put on Amazon Prime, it is, we will not be getting fired from this job because it is the internet and I can pleasure a horse or a dog.
Wow, nice. I'd watch.
You would?
Why not? I've got free time.
That's a good show, by the way. GT, I know you don't like cars, but I'm a huge Top Gear fan.
I don't like
you haven't
cars.
Seen that? Grand Tour on Amazon Prime, the show they put out. It's like Top Gear just went on and went better. I fucking love that show. My son and I
What's
watched
it again?
Grand Tour. Okay. They have Top Gear,
I'll
too.
Watch you it. Watch. It's on Prime, you say?
Yeah, it's free.
See?
12.
Waiting for that.
It's just, they do crazy shit. High-end cars, and it's funny. It's got the British flavor, you know, and they do, it's not just cars. They do other shit. I've only seen two episodes so far, but I love it. Love those guys. But 2016 was a weird year in MMA, Matt.
A lot of shit happened.
A lot of shit happened. So let me start with you.
Yep.
This way.
Go.
2016 for Fighter of the Year awards, we have current nominees: Conor McGregor, Michael Bisping, Donald Cerrone, Cody Garbrandt, and last but not least, Amanda Nunes. Shall I go?
Yes.
All right.
Please.
I had a hard time picking this category. I really thought there was a couple of guys up for a nomination here that really stood out, but I'm going to have to go ahead and say, and I know that you may not find this a popular pick, I'm going to have to go ahead and give the Fighter of the Year award to Michael the Count Bisping, and here's why. Looking back at his record in 2016, Anderson Silva, Luke Rockhold, Dan Henderson, he took the belt from Rockhold on short notice. I think, was it 10 days?
Yes.
Something like this, right? And a man comes into a fight after just beating the most prolific fighter ever, you know, in the sport, probably.
He's like 80 years old.
Doesn't matter.
Proceed.
It does not matter.
It does.
He beat him, all right, via decision. And he KOs Luke Rockhold in, like, what the fuck kind of fashion and takes the belt.
Because Luke Rockhold came into the fight too cocky, but proceed.
Yes. And
yeah.
Next fight, he went ahead and avenged his loss to Dan Henderson. So I have to say, remember that KO? That was ridiculous. That was like highlight. They made T-shirts about that. That's how bad that KO was. I got to give it to the Count. All props to him. I don't know if he's going to hang on to that belt very much longer, but while he has it, he should be very happy. So my vote goes there.
Okay, maestro.
Exactly.
So Dan Henderson was like 88 years old, and he landed two H-bombs on this motherfucker. And you're going to pick him.
Yes.
Anderson Silva is like way past his prime. And Luke Rockhold, like I said, he just took the night off. Thought, I'm just going to dial this one in. I'm going to phone it in.
Think then someone is salty.
The fuck Michael Bisping.
Okay.
ESPN picked Michael Bisping. I was like, fuck you, ESPN. Bisping?
Of course
he does not deserve to win.
Yes.
He's a defendant against an 80-year-old man. Defending against someone that can fucking challenge you for a change.
Yeah.
I hear what you're saying.
It's coming. Don't worry. You'll get your time in
the All right. So I'm going with Donald Cerrone because he moved up to 170 pounds this year.
Yep.
He went 4-0 at 170 pounds, and he finished all four of his opponents.
Oh, he did. That's right. I forgot about that. TKO was all around.
Oliveira, Cote, Story, and Matt Brown. Like, those are, that's a tough list.
Three performances of the nights, too, out of those. So,
and if I got to pick a second place, it's a close second, but I'm giving that to Amanda Nunes because she beat Shevchenko. Then she won the title from Holly Holm. And or no, I'm sorry, won the title from Miesha Tate, finished her in the first round, and then went and destroyed Ronda Rousey in 48 seconds.
Okay.
So I was kind of debating both. I don't want to have two categories because I know some of the other sites said, oh, let's have a male and a female fighter of the year. No, you're fighter of the year, period. And she was a real close second in my book. So moving right along. Let's go to what fighter had the worst year. And I say fighter loosely when I say some of these names. CM Punk.
Mm-hmm.
Holly Holm. Rafael Dos Anjos. Luke Rockhold and John Jones. Well, after much consideration, I decided to go with CM Punk.
Oh.
0-1. I can't consider him a real fighter.
Yes.
And he came out so hot. He didn't even throw a punch, really. He just got taken down, submitted, beat down. And this was after, like, 2+ years of training and had that performance and thought he did great and tried to give a motivational speech. You know what? Fuck you. You gotta come out and you gotta show up. You gotta do more than show up. You gotta throw some punches.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta do something besides just get beat down. And maybe that's a better question. Who had a better performance? CM Punk against Mickey Gall or Ronda Rousey against Amanda Nunes? Whew! Tough questions we ask here.
Yes. It's funny you asked me that.
Hmm.
Because I'm going to go ahead and pick fighter of the worst year that you didn't mention, but you just mentioned. I have to go with Ronda Rousey
Wow.
here. I have to go off the list, man. I'm sorry.
You're going off the list.
Yeah, I have to because there was so much hype going into this fight. She looked in shape.
She was the favorite, too.
Yeah. Oh, my God. And on top of that.
I picked her.
You
picked her.
I thought for sure she was going to win. Dude, when the house of cards comes tumbling down, it comes tumbling down. And you had sent me that video, too, of, like, the Edmund, like, whatever.
Put the flute or the recorder. And
yeah, exactly.
Play it off.
Yes.
Love it.
I feel like getting lit up like that after the hype that was done, I think
Christmas
it trumps anything
tree.
Else exactly on this list.
Christmas tree.
We didn't expect CM Punk to win. I mean, Holly Holm, Dos Anjos, Rockhold, Jones. I think Rockhold would be a close second for me because I did not expect him to lose to Bisping in that fashion. But definitely Ronda Rousey.
Offensive.
I mean, her career could be over at this point. You know, I think anyone on this list.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Yeah, maybe. I would say CM Punk may have a better chance of having another fight than Ronda Rousey does. But I got to pick her. Horrible year for her. I'm surprised she hasn't killed herself. I hope she doesn't.
Oh, gee. Now you're going to feel really bad when she does. Who would you choose for a second? I'm kind of looking back through.
Rockhold.
That was your second choice?
Yeah, for sure.
He was only 0-1 in the year, but it's a big 0-1.
Yeah, because he was so salty after, remember?
And then he also got injured when he was preparing to fight Jacare.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd say I got to go with him.
I'm going to say Holly Holm.
Okay.
Because she went 0-2. She lost the title to Miesha Tate and then lost her follow-up fight to Shevchenko. But she gets the title fight in 2017.
Of course. Makes total sense.
Jermaine something or other at 145 pounds. No cyborg. Moving right along. What's next?
All right, let's talk my favorite category, Fight of the Year, Mr. Matt.
Mm-hmm.
We have Nate Diaz versus Conor McGregor 2 at UFC 202. You all remember that happened recently. We have Robbie Lawler versus Carlos Condit at UFC 195 all the way back at the beginning of the year. We have Cub Swanson versus Du Ho Choi at UFC 206. That just happened. Remember, that was a barn burner of a fight. And you have Miesha Tate versus Holly Holm at UFC 196, all the way back at the beginning of the year. I gotta go. Now I was really torn because I wanted to pick the Diaz Conor McGregor fight just because I love that fight. But I had to go and rewatch the Lawler Carlos Condit fight. I forgot how fucking crazy that fight was. First round, Lawler gets knocked down, then Condit gets knocked down in the second, then the third and fourth was like crazy. I had it pretty close, tied up into the fifth, and then all hell broke loose in the fifth round. They just both went for broke. No idea how they're both standing. I think really that fight had shaved years off of both guys' lives.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
So it's like, I got to go with that one. I mean, it was exciting.
It's I just shit my pants, by the way.
What? Did you? Oh, Jesus.
Just a fair warning. Fair warning, my friend. Beers.
So I got to go with that. I wish that fight would have happened more towards the end of the year because we would... Oh, my God, I'm dying. I smell it.
So sorry.
I'm so sorry. Okay. I got to go with that. What did you say? Wow. I might pass out.
Enjoy. I went with Nate Diaz versus Conor McGregor 2 okay. at UFC 202. Because you had, here's Conor McGregor who loses the first fight against Nate Diaz. Mm-hmm. Didn't want to get knocked out, so he shot that takedown and then ends up getting submitted and basically just gave it up at that point. Mm-hmm. And then he comes back. He's like, fuck it. Let's run this again at 170. I'm going to figure it out this time.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to hire some cyclist. I'm going to do some cycling.
Okay.
Get my cardio
that's right.
down pat. But that's right. That was a war. It was back and forth, back and forth. You didn't know what the hell was going to go on. And Conor's throwing the leg kicks and comes out with fook leg kicks. You know, mm-hmm. I'm never throwing those again. But that's the kind of fight I love. And I don't know if I give more weight to that in some of these fights because it has title implications. But sure. There's a lot of drama with that fight. If Conor McGregor loses two in a row, that may end his career.
Yeah.
And then he goes on to beat Eddie Alvarez at 155 pounds. And, you know, so that's why I chose that one. And if I got to choose a second fight or runner-up, I'm going to Doohoo Choi Cub Swanson one. Because that was another one where I'm like off the edge of my seat. If you get me standing up and cheering and going, why the fuck is this guy catching punches with his face? Yeah. Then I'm in.
That's my second as well. Yeah. I agree. Definitely.
All right, so then we move on to KO of the year.
Mm-hmm.
We got Michael Page KOing Evangelista Santos via flying knee at Bellator 158.
Did everybody crush his head?
Caves his skull in.
Yeah.
Okay. Conor McGregor KOs Eddie Alvarez at UFC 205, wins the 155-pound title. First guy to hold two titles at the same time. Stipe Miocic KOs Fabricio Werdum at UFC 198. Michael Bisping KOs Luke Rockhold at UFC 199. And Lando Venata KOs John McDessie via spinning wheel kick at UFC 206. So again, this one, I'm not looking at title implications, person versus person. I'm just looking at who got knocked most dead in the fight.
Okay.
You know, so I went with Lando Venata KOing John McDessie via spinning wheel kick because there was so much finality in that.
Yeah.
There's no question, like, is he knocked out or not? Like, whack, I'm done.
Yep.
I'm out.
Shut him off.
Yeah. What do you got?
I agree. I have to agree with you on this one. I sent this one over to you as a one mm-hmm. we off the radar kind of thing. This was definitely, I think, the most brutal KO of the year. Second would have to be Michael Page. I think when you crush a dude's skull in, especially a guy who's as seasoned as Santos,
Cyborg.
I mean, geez, he got a plate in his head from that.
And he still wants to fight. I don't know if he's come back yet.
That's crazy. But yeah, I don't know. MMA. It's so interesting because there's so many knockouts, and then to pick like a couple, it's hard. But I think this is a good list.
Yeah. You're going to get knocked dead one way or the other.
Yeah. Are we ready for the next thing?
Yeah, go ahead. Right.
Submission of the year. We have Nate Diaz versus subbing Conor McGregor via rear naked choke at UFC 196 back in the beginning of the year. Misha Tate subbing Holly Holm via rear naked choke at UFC 200. Ben Rothwell subbing Josh Barnett via go-go choke at UFC on Fox 18. And then Mackenzie Dern submission over Montana Stewart via Uma Plata / rear naked choke / what the fuck was that? Legacy
Stick
FC
your
61.
Arm up your asshole.
Yeah, that's right. Eat this.
Yeah.
Got
itch?
All right. So you were talking to me earlier about, you know, what's exciting, what's not exciting, what are the implications, I gotta just go with the craziest shit that I saw, so I'm gonna have to go with Mackenzie Dern subbing Montana Stewart as my favorite for the year. Now, is that the best in the context? I don't know, but I like that one because it was different. So I'm gonna have to go with that. What do you say?
I hear what you're saying. I went the other route because I threw out the other girl's skill because I figure Mackenzie is so high level that she could just ass rape someone and do whatever she wants and to somebody.
She
and
she, me if she
but
wants.
You know, I will give her props. I think she's second on my list as to doing something incredible that no one's ever seen before, for sure.
Yeah.
But I went with Ben Rothwell subbing Josh Barnett via go-go choke because another choke that I don't think we've ever seen, and people are going, what the fuck is that, a guillotine? And he's like, nah, it's a go-go choke. But who he did it to, too, is Josh Barnett. And Josh Barnett submitted Dean Lister in one of those fucking submission competitions. Like, what the hell? Like, Jesus. Dean's supposed to be, like, one of the top-level guys, and he's juiced to the titties.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Josh is, too. He failed for the fourth time.
Absolutely.
But that's neither here nor there. So I approve of steroid use and Ben Rothwell winning.
Nice.
Moving right along. Biggest upset of the year. I threw my own one in here, Ingo.
Did you?
I threw Amanda Nunes KOing Ronda Rousey in at UFC 207 because Ronda was a heavy favorite in that one. Mm-hmm. And I know looking back at it, I should have just stuck with, oh, she's a good striker, but whatever. Cody Garbrandt defeats Dominic Cruz via unanimous decision at UFC 207. That one was kind of shocking. Michael Pisping KOs Luke Rockhold at UFC 199. And Nate Diaz subs Conor McGregor at UFC 196. But I thought it was pretty clear which one this one is. Mm-hmm. It's Michael Bisping KO Luke Rockhold at UFC 199. Left hook, Larry. You saw a chick in his armor, Ingo.
Yes, we did.
He's like, oh, God carries that right hand low, so I'm going to be spamming left hooks via video game. UFC Undisputed 3, THQ. Yeah. Good damn right for the win. What's second in my book? Probably the Cody Garbrandt was more surprising, defeating Dominic Cruz, because he beat him the way I thought Dominic Cruz was going to beat Cody Garbrandt.
Yeah.
You know?
Speed and elusiveness.
Yeah. And he beat him at his own game, basically, right. And then shucked and jive and a little breakdancing in the process.
Yeah.
Appreciated it. What do you got?
I got to agree with you on the Bisping Rockhold thing. I forgot who we picked, but, you know, I don't think anyone truly believed Bisping was going to win that fight.
No one in their right mind would, because I think he was training or wasn't even training. He was filming that Triple X movie.
Yeah. So I that probably helped him more than hurt him, actually, because he didn't have time to really think about what the fuck he was
getting
into. Yeah,
and I think that's what he said, is like he always overtrained for fights, and this was the first time he didn't have the pressure set in. He only had 10 days notice.
Perfect.
And didn't overtrain for it.
Nope. Yeah, and it's just one of those things where the stars aligned for the count, and, you know, I got to say, props to him for finishing, and I got to give my vote to him just because I know that'll upset you.
I'm just going to say this. If he fights anybody else in that 185-pound division, he will lose the belt. He will lose
the belt. Is he going to retire? What's he going to do?
Probably.
You think?
Yeah, when he loses the belt, I bet he retires. Okay. He's got a lucrative Fox analyst job, I think.
Yeah.
Because there's a talk of him and Woodley wanting to fight at a catchweight of 180
pounds. Why not? The two broadcasters?
It's so retarded, though. They don't want to put their belts on the line. And I want to follow up a little bit with Woodley. What the fuck? Why? I understand he wants a money fight, but Damian Maia is next in line.
You need to fight
Damian Maia.
He doesn't
that
want
is
any
an awesome fight,
that.
Isn't it? No, from a style.
Absolutely, but he doesn't want any part of that.
Goddamn no, right, because no, he knows what's going to happen. Like, I'm going to get fucked
like,
up.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Because it's what is he going to rematch? Wonderboy? What else? He's that Bisping bullshit?
Mm-hmm.
Nick Diaz was thrown out.
Yeah. I mean, I like Damian the best, the matchup.
Here's the question. Do you think these guys needed to start, like, you win the title, excuse me, shouldn't they fight in their weight class?
Yes, immediately.
And not try to make super fights? Or are we just going to make a mockery of the sport here?
Well, they should defend at least once. So you got to be able to at least defend a belt, right? After that, I'm okay with you taking one super fight, you know, and if it's good, maybe another one.
Yeah.
But at least one time you should be, I mean, come on. It's not even fair.
I mean, I'd say that I agree, and I think the only exception is Conor McGregor because he's got plans. This motherfucker wants to do things, but everybody else saw that and they're like, oh, I want to do this. No, you have to respect your weight division first.
Yeah. It's like I'm taking my ball and going home kind of attitude, right?
Because everyone wants to make like, the money.
Mine.
But guess what? If the Muhammad Ali Act gets applied to MMA,
yeah,
none of these guys are going to be able to do all this bullshit. You're going to, someone, a third party is going to oversee it and say, here's who you're going to fight. Here's who you're going to fight. Ooh, so
not good.
Moving right along. Story of, am I at story of the year? Oh, no, sorry. That's I skipped me. Ahead. I'm on biggest upset of the year. Am I?
Wait, no, we just did that.
I'm on story of the year. I've had a couple of drinks.
That's not good.
Maybe a painkiller. The UFC has sold for $4.2 billion. Mike Goldberg, Joe Silva leave the UFC. And Mike Goldberg doesn't get a mention. USADA suspensions, unions, and or fighter associations. Well, I went with the UFC being sold for $4.2 billion. I think that's the biggest story of the year. And the implications from that have been so many fighters being disgruntled. Now all these other fighters wanting to, like we're just talking about with Woodley, just money fight this, money fight that. Ronda Rousey doing no media because she's, her management company is the same owners of the UFC that manages her. So it's a little conflict of interest. So I think that's the biggest story. And I think that one's going to keep paying dividends for us with all these fighters getting disgruntled. Like we're at a time that we've never seen before with so many fighters going, what the fuck? I want to get paid. Fuck this. I'm going to test free agency. We've never seen this before. Uncharted territory. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Well, normally I'd agree with you, but I got to say, the only reason I'm picking this is because I don't think the ramifications have been realized yet. Is I got to say the unions. I think this is going to be a game changer in the sport, more so than even this, you know, big deal about money and billions of dollars. I think unionizing the sport, which is still in its infancy, and we've got multiple organizations, nobody knows who's going to do what, but I think that's a revolutionary thing that has not ever happened, and it's going to really play out in 2017, and we're going to probably see one of these, what do you call it? You call them groups? What the fuck you call them? Yeah, conglomerations, because there's multiples, going to start showing like some of the value of why you want to be part of a union, and it's going to change the landscape of the sport, and I think for promoters, for fighters, for everybody, so I'm going to pick that. I think that's huge. It happened near November was?
Well, we've had a bunch. I just hope everybody can consolidate and let's pick one and everybody get together and ride it forward. It's gonna happen. It's just it's not if it's gonna happen. It's when is it gonna happen?
I agree.
Moving along.
Yes. Quote of the year.
Quote of the year. I'm sure there's some others. I picked four. Here we go. I'm not surprised, motherfuckers. Nate Diaz. Who the fuck is that guy? Conor McGregor. I've got a huge cock, Joe. John Jones.
From the podcast, yes.
And you're playing touch butt with that dork in a park. Nate Diaz. This was a tough one.
It was.
I went with, you're playing touch butt with that dork in a bark. Mm-hmm. Bark.
Dork in a bark.
Uh-oh. You might be a dog. You're in a park.
They're barking.
Woof, woof, woof.
That's right.
Who let the dogs out?
I think it's a two-way tie. I gotta
Nate
go.
Diaz.
I gotta go with, because the two guys who were part of the biggest fight of the year, probably twice, you got Nate Diaz, I'm not surprised, motherfuckers, and Conor McGregor talking about Jeremy Stephens, who the fuck is that guy?
Yeah.
I love it. I love both quotes. I think they're equal. I mean, geez, I was laughing my ass off at that press conference. I mean, how crazy is that? But Nate Diaz probably inches it out just by hair because it's just so seriously just, you know, Stockton, all that shit. It was classic Diaz brothers, you know, and classic Conor McGregor. But I love it. I think 2017 is going to prove to be more fruitful for quotes. We're going to have some more crazy shit happen. They are not done yet.
They are not done yet. Mm-hmm. PED, suspension of the year, Ingo. Mm. This can be applied however you want to.
Is that right?
I have four, but you can throw a wild card in if you want. John Jones. He gets tested positive for what? Anti-estrogen. Brock Lesnar.
Dick pills.
Yeah. Anti-estrogen. Chris Cyborg.
Dick pills.
Josh Burnett.
Dick pills.
All right.
Dick pills all
the
around.
Clean sweep. I'm going with Josh Burnett for his fourth positive test. We don't know for what yet, but he also, you know, in his past, he bankrupted a whole league. Wasn't he supposed to fight Fedor and then fucking
Affliction,
tested positive?
Right?
Yeah. The whole league went under. So I got to respect the War Master. You got to do something. Might as well do it four times in a row.
Yeah.
Josh Barnett.
I see. It's a tough one for me. I got to go with Chris Cyborg. I did not expect her to test.
Blaspheming me.
Positive, so to speak, on any test. But it happened. I feel like there's been a falling out with her in the UFC. A
little bit.
And it's quite curious.
She'll probably go to Ryzen.
Yeah.
She won't fight. She was in Gabby Garcia's corner, by the way.
Oh, really?
They train together. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with this.
Hey.
I'd watch.
Whatever. Who's the man and who's the woman in that relationship? Are they both men?
No, they can both be women.
Weird. Okay.
There's things they can use.
There you go.
May have said too much.
I'm picturing this now, and I'm going, I'd like to be there. just to witness
the spectacle. Money.
Witness the spectacle of what that would be.
That's
like.
That's what Japan's all about, spectacle, right?
I feel like it would be violent. And
ooh, I didn't even think about the violent aspect. I'm just thinking about two chicks.
Yeah, it could be violent. I think there'd be blood and probably some shit broken.
Ooh.
Can you imagine?
All I know is it's salty.
All right.
Are we moving right along?
Yes.
Thank you.
Walkout song of the year.
Yeah, it was tough, right? Everyone's money to choose. It's probably better. It's hard to find who walked out to what. I had one choice, and that was pretty much it.
Should I read him?
Yeah, go ahead.
Mickey Gall. Oh, Mickey. CM Punk coming out to Cult of Personality. You know, if you're a child of the 80s, I'm sure you're all about that. Or is that the 90s? I don't know. Ronda Rousey, bad reputation, obviously. That's like a trademark.
Yep.
But I got to go with Uriah Faber, California. I mean, really.
It's a staple.
It is. Got to go with that. I like that song. It speaks Uriah Faber to me. Otherwise,
I do love the Cult of Personality song.
Do you?
I can't pick that. I do love the Bad Reputation song. Comes from Shrek, by the way. When he's getting ready to become the champion for Lord Farquaad. I just watched it the other day.
Shrek.
I'm a child.
It's weird.
Hey, never mind. I was going to say, don't you know someone that looks like Shrek?
I do.
And I said, never mind.
That come up twice in one night.
Yeah. Thanks for playing.
I'm
picking Mickey Gall with old Mickey because I didn't think they would let him come out to that song. Who sings that song?
Oh, Mickey.
Someone,
fine,
Basil.
Fine. So Mickey.
Last name's Basil.
Hey, Mickey. Whatever.
Some chick with ponytails wearing a cheerleader outfit. He should have come out in a cheerleader outfit. Maybe I'll respect him a little bit more.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm going to end this out with what the fuck moment of the year. We have Mayhem Miller missing weight by 24 pounds for his fight in Bellator.
Oh, my God.
We have Mike Goldberg not getting his proper send-off from the UFC, which is still blasphemy. And we have the Russian Borat announcer for the Fedor versus Fabio Maldonado fight.
That's crazy.
But I'm going with the Russian Borat announcer. Shocking. What the hell is going on? We have Fedor. His name is pronounced Fedor. That guy is the shit. And I think the UFC should hire the man. Yes.
Yes, they should. That was ridiculous.
Is he the replacement for Mike Goldberg? If he is, I can accept you just shitting on Mike Goldberg, shutting that man down.
Man.
If you're going to hire someone, you got to hire the Russian Borat. Anything else is blasphemy.
Hey, I like Joey Diaz, too, as an option.
No, because he's too worked up. He can't handle
he's
gonna
his have a heart
shit,
attack,
man.
Yeah, on the broadcast.
He's going
to be like the Chicago Bears.
He might not show up for a broadcast.
That's
they don't
point.
Know.
Yeah.
They don't know.
I got to go with Goldberg. Not getting a proper send-off from the UFC. Literally, we're sitting there going, what in the fuck is going on? Not even a mention. Nobody said shit. Not even Rogan was like, hey, man, it's been real. Nothing. Zero. That's after like 20 up. Years.
20 years.
It's crazy.
You have to give the man some sort of a send-off. And if you're not going to do that, you got to put him in the UFC Hall of Fame. You have to do something. You have to acknowledge this man. You can't let him go 20 years and just fucking bye.
Gosh,
and then he's got to do his own thank you, right?
Yeah.
To the fans and...
Yeah, he did that.
Tommy Toehold for doing a nice impersonation.
What did he say? Anderson Silva precision is still precise. Yes.
Yes.
Some of the Goldbergisms are some of the greatest in the sport. I mean, it is ridiculous that they didn't do anything at all for him. You know, and maybe he will be in the Hall of Fame. I don't know. But...
You got to give him a send-off on the pay-per-view. There's plenty of time. He was sitting there all alone doing his own shtick. And... I feel bad for the man.
There must be bad blood or some bullshit.
There is something going on, and
you know, he was never my friend anyways. Right?
I know. Well, that's the standard operating procedure for the UFC is
Dana
like
White. You know, fire and brimstone, burning bridges.
Burt Watson, fucking who else?
Stitch.
Go down the list. Yeah. I mean, you can go down the line.
Yeah. You name it.
I just hope he gets some sort of recognition. And then the last thing we have, what do you think? We're going to do some predictions for 2017. I've got one I think's pretty solid. I'll see if I can come up with some other ones. But I think Ronda Rousey is going to retire from UFC and MMA in general. And I think she's going to go to the WWE and become one of their biggest stars.
Wow.
I know she's a big fan. I know she did some stuff over there, but she may not do the whole circuit. Like, I'm going to do 300 days or however many days they do. But I think she's going to go over there and start wrestling. That's my prediction. She'll make big bucks over there, and she'll always win. That'll be real good for her fragile ego.
There you go. I think that's genius. I never thought of that angle. My prediction was also relating to Ronda Rousey, and I was going to say the opposite of that. I was actually thinking she would give birth to a child before
she's
the end of the
look
year.
Look like Shrek and pump it up. Pump up the jam.
I think she's going to have Travis Brown's baby
up while your by feet are
December.
Stumping. And that jam is pumping.
He knows
the
song.
I don't know the rest.
I forgot about the
look
song.
Look ahead, your body's rolling. Hold it up.
My second prediction for you, and I think this is a big one, John Jones will regain his belt in 2017.
An interim or the real one?
The real one in 2017.
I think that's a safe bet.
Yep.
I think first fight back is probably for an interim.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to get a warm fight.
Mm-hmm. I think he takes his belt back.
I think that's for sure. Although every picture I see with him, he looks like he is fucked up, by the way.
Really? Like drunk? Wasted? Stone?
Probably a combo of everything. I think he's partying.
Well, of course he's partying. Why wouldn't
shocking?
He be? My third prediction.
Oh, here we go.
I got one more. This is going to be a big one. No more Joe Rogan.
Oh, that's going to happen at some point. Yeah. And I'll add on to that. No more Dana White.
Ooh, even better.
That's happened in 2017, too. Both of those next 12 months. And Joe might even go sooner because not having Goldberg, you're going to have some awkward broadcasts because you work. That's like, okay, we've been doing a podcast for 7 years. Okay, throw someone else in.
For you?
I'll step off and then throw someone else.
Get
rid of
you.
And then, I know, but you know how awkward that's going to be for a while? You're going to need a good 2 years to get that shit together.
No, longer than that. I think there's times where I know what you're going to say before you even say it.
Right.
And we could be about a topic we're not even talking about. And then you put somebody else in there and then you're like, I don't know what that person's saying.
Right.
What are they thinking? I have no idea.
There's going to be some real awkward UFCs.
Oh, yeah.
This next one, what I don't think we're watching it. 208 or whatever. Again.
No interest.
Jerk-offs. I mean, we're at this weird spot right now and... The UFC, I don't think there's any title fights scheduled besides the new division they just created. Mm-hmm. Everyone else is on the sidelines right now. It's weird.
Yeah. I don't know. It's going to be interesting. 2017 will be a year of change. Transition.
What's our... There any news? I got a couple stories.
I got nothing.
So they had Jacare versus Tim Boach.
They did?
Was just announced. Jacare is ranked number 3, and he was supposed to fight Luke Rockhold, and then Luke pulled out. He got injured. Boach is ranked number 14.
Yes.
Why are we doing 14 versus 3 right now?
Because that's what's available, Matt. Everyone else is busy.
Well, we also have the new matchmaker. And what the hell was his name? Mick Maynard. He's in charge of this division. And he tweeted out and he said this. He said, "Hey, guys, you want to tell me how much I suck? We should meet and talk about it." And they gave out the address of his gym. He said, "I'm here."
Awkward. Okay.
Why?
Where is it?
I don't know. I didn't even write it down.
Let's go there.
It's far away.
Oh, damn it. Okay.
What?
We're here, motherfucker.
Yeah. Your matchmaking sucks. That's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
3 versus 14. Oh, yeah. That makes sense. And then you want a tough guy, everybody? Where's Gabby Garcia when you need her? Go visit Mick.
Japan. You know?
The only other thing I have is BJ Penn is fighting Yair Rodriguez on Sunday, January 15th. So it's a week from today. I think we talked about this, but who do you like in that fight? Do you give BJ Penn a chance in this one?
I do.
How big? If you got to throw a percentage. What's the percentage chance that BJ Penn wins that fight?
I'm going to say 39.6%. Oof. Which I think that's high, but
way high. I think you're high.
I'm giving not yet, but I'm giving him I'm giving him a chance that's close to 50%.
Holding up three fingers right now, but I'm not gonna put him in somebody. I'm just saying he has a 3% chance. His three would be like this
way.
Right. Yes. I hold thumb down. I don't go thumb up, but
well, you need.
Is that your stopgap?
I mean, that's how I know I've gone too far.
I'm not going any farther.
Like, well, shit. Thumb down like this, you mean? Like, this thumb down?
No,
like...
I use the thumb to hold this finger
down. Oh, no.
Just so I make this sure thumb is important. I have separation.
This thumb has a job to do, Matt.
Stop.
No, it's working. It's got things going on up there. It's all good. 39.6, is that what I said? It's right there. It's more like 10%, but
fair enough.
Hey, you never know. He could come out with a whole different style.
Yeah, like an old school boxer. Yeah. This time, I tried standing up straight with my hands close, but let me try old school John Sullivan style and see. I've trained with the Marinoviches, not so much, but I'm gonna try this style and see how it works out. I actually want to get drunk before I come out. I'm gonna eat a whole pig that roasted in my backyard. I'm gonna put the poi not in my mouth but on my balls.
There you go.
It may be slippery. GSP was greasing.
Yes.
Ask the Nuts. Cody Burgess asks, "What is your opinion on the money fight movement, and what does it mean for the ranking system and the legitimacy of the sport?"
I like the money fight movement. I don't really care about belts, but I think it fucks that whole thing up by doing that.
I agree. The only part where I don't like it was when Damian Maia gets the shaft. That's the only problem I have with this whole equation. Mm-hmm. And to the point where I think if you win the belt, I feel like we were talking earlier, you need to defend it at least once before you can even think about it, unless your name is Conor McGregor. I think you can do whatever the fuck you want.
Mm-hmm. Did we say that while we were recording? I don't recall.
Yes, we did. We said it earlier, but
my memory's all fucked up.
I just want to say it again. Old. Daryl Connor asks, "Do you think Khabib's chin was exposed by Michael Johnson and that a better striker will put him away?"
You know, I think he's always been vulnerable there, but the problem is he's got such great takedowns. I think he can be KO'd. Is that the question? Seems like.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, he can be KO'd. He's hittable, but, you know, if you do Conor McGregor versus Nurmagomedov,
That's a bad matchup. I don't like McGregor's chances.
Right. It's going to be rough. More than likely, it's going to look the same thing like Michael Johnson versus Khabib Nurmagomedov.
Yes.
Where he even said, I think it was on the MMA hour when he locked up that Kimura, he was just slowly torquing it because he didn't want to hurt him. It's like, just tap. You're like, I'm only going to break shit. You know, I'm just keep going. And then he finally tapped. He didn't want to hurt him, which I can respect that. Mm-hmm. Matthew Whitehurst asks, if you were a UFC fighter, what would your walkout song be and what would your nickname be?
I think we had this question before.
Mm-hmm. Years ago.
Yes.
What did I say? I always want to be the Hiv because if I want to be something, I want to be something threatening and life-changing event for Jesus you. Christ. And okay. Probably threatening your life. And
the Hiv.
Yeah. What's and your song? Safety, of course, it's...
Those About to Rock?
Yeah, I think it's Rich Franklin, Those About to Rock, or it's got to be something real queer like Safety Dance. But we can dance if you want to, leave your like friends it. Behind. Or right. That Miley Cyrus song, who was it that walked out that? Was it Derek Brunson or Phil Davis at the Strike Force event? When Fedor fought Dan Henderson. Party in the USA.
Oh, yeah.
Party in the USA. Okay.
I don't know. Miley Cyrus songs.
Oh, I just heard it.
Yeah. You know them all.
I was at the Wolves game last night.
They play that song.
All the Girl Scouts were, yeah! It was probably the song to sing the loudest. Mm-hmm. How about you?
Jeez, man.
Are you going to be the sugar daddy or are you going to be the rape train?
I think I got to be rape train.
Ango!
I don't want to steal that.
The rape train! White old!
That's right.
I like that. And that's a good fit for you. The song? They can say that.
Why not? Why not? It's all good.
Face rape. Face AIDS.
I think I got to come out to something super gay then, like... Well, we got to be like...
relax, don't do it.
No,
that's a good one.
I like that. I like that one. Or like, Boy George, do you really want to hurt me?
Do you?
You
gotta rub your nipples like you're shot out.
I like that one.
Do you really want to hurt me?
You really
want to
make me cry? Yeah, that's right. Don't beat me up. I like that one.
Well, I heard you just almost got into a fight with Vince Neil, according to Chael Sonnen, because they're all on the next season of The Celebrity Apprentice with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay.
Boy George says he's got some boxing in his background.
Does he really?
Chael Sonnen says, let them fight. What are the other queers that are supposed to fight? And when I say queers, I just mean people that shouldn't be fighting. Soulja Boy and Chris Brown.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's a tough guy.
So I'm surprised that one's not happening in the UFC. Mm-hmm. About free show and Rodrigo Machado close it out. It's time. Pound sign Nuts Rule. Pound sign Matt Rape Train. Pound sign Ingo Sugar Daddy. Would you rather be rich but a stupid football player or a poor scientist but a genius?
That's a fucking easy question. I'd rather be a football player.
You got damn right.
Come
you're
on.
Pussy and you're rich as fuck and you're getting more pussy.
You can just be stupid the whole time. A scientist living in a lab down and doing whatever.
Whacking off on lab rats? No thanks. No. Would you rather have your first kiss all over again or stay the same?
I don't remember my first kiss.
Oh, I do. Yeah. It was in fourth grade. Her name was Meredith Connor.
Uh-oh.
We French kissed.
You just put that out there.
I don't care.
She's still alive?
Oh, yeah.
She might come back.
Probably still hot.
Long lost love.
She was the hottest girl in fourth grade elementary school.
This just shit was like 40 years ago.
Maybe.
She was hot then and she's hot now.
I think someone said she turned semi-lesbian.
Oh, wow.
Good for her.
See what happens.
Anyway, moving right along. Would you rather be popular with fake friends or be losers with true friends?
Take the true friends.
Of course.
Fuck
true friends.
Yeah.
Fuck, marry, kill. I don't know any of these chicks, so I had to pull pictures.
I like pictures.
Gal Gadot, Leah Seydoux, and Mia Wasikowska.
Don't know any of them.
Or Wasikowska. So,
in order?
Gal is first. Oh, come on. Oh.
Okay. All right.
There's that chick.
Then she looks 12.
Leah and then Mia. Okay.
Oh. I see something there.
Yeah, nipple right there.
You got going. Ooh, okay. I've never seen these women before.
Me neither. Okay, that's Leah. And then here's Mia. All
right, I'm marrying the one in the middle.
I'll agree with that.
Yeah. The other two. I don't care which order. Who the fuck are these women, dude?
I don't know. They're like movie stars.
It's very obscure. Either I'm getting old or...
I'm fucking gal. I'm killing Mia.
Sure. Whatever. She looks kind of crazy. Actually, I might have to marry her. She looks dangerous.
You don't need that.
Fuck her. She looks dangerous. Smack you around a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
I hear what you're saying.
Find a woman, beat you up a little. Give a black eye or two.
Only if I can give them back.
Nah.
Moving right along to knowledge. Got anything?
No, other than I said it earlier in the beginning of the show. Check out that Grand Tour on Amazon if you haven't already.
Okay.
What about you?
Well, I just want to throw some more Ronda Rousey memes out since those seem to be floating around right now.
Okay.
So I got a couple. There's a picture. Here's one. My previous fight, I was like, ugh. And there's Holly Holm head kicking her.
That's a nice leg.
And then, but then I came back and I was like, ugh. There's Amanda Nunes that is punching her in the face. And then there's another one of Amanda Nunes punching her in the face, but it's a Rashad Evans! Yeah. Leona Machida face! Oh no!
The stanky leg?
Yeah. And then the last one, it's a picture of Ronda Rousey and Hillary Clinton. Ronda's calling her. She says, hey, Hillary, or hey, Hill. Yeah, Rhonda? I just lost. What should I do? Blame Russia.
Nice.
And that's it.
Did you make these?
No. Okay. I don't make any memes.
I'm going to say that's pretty genius. I like that one. That was funny.
It's all good.
I feel like Matt just lives on the internet. Sometimes he sends me such obscure shit. I'm like, where the fuck did he get this from?
I whack off. He's
whacking off.
All day. Just like, oh my God, look at us.
He was all sticky. It's crazy shit. God, the internet. I can remember a time when there was no fucking internet.
I can too.
I literally remember like being on the computer and logging into like a bulletin service and thinking I was cool.
When did you learn about the internet?
Early 90s.
How did you discover it?
Bulletin service. I had a friend who
Someone say, hey, check this out.
Yeah, remember those? You dial into that. Somebody would host like some shit. People would dial in with their modems. And it was mostly porn, but there was other shit there too. And you dial in there, but mostly porn. And you download all the porn. And then you're like, all right, I don't know what else to do on this bulletin service. And then all of a sudden, it was like 56K became like 128, became, you know, cable, mid-90s, late-90s. Yeah, I was on the forefront of that. But it was like weird thinking. And then Napster and, you know, MP3s and all this shit. So what about yourself?
Well, I had an instructor in college that was offering extra credit and... My major was sociology. He's like, you got to learn about the internet. And the browsers that I was using back then were all text-based.
Ooh, yeah.
So
remember those.
It was a blue back screen with white text. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I need extra credit. I'll take all the credit I can get. I'm like, what is this internet you're talking about? This is so crazy. Like trying to, and then you find out a message board, and like, where do I get the naked pics?
That's right.
You know, oh my God.
I feel like that drove the internet.
A chick.
Pornography.
Give me pictures of chick. Naked. Send Nunes. Yes. Dudes.
There's new studies out. You know, they got that no-fat movement, like saying like porn is bad for you. But now there's an anti-porn is not bad for you movement.
Why would porn be bad for you?
Well, they say it creates like for men, it's supposed to fuck you up. I don't know. False reality or some shit. I don't know.
You're just supposed to finish on a chick's face, all right? That's how you do it.
Always.
That's what porn has taught me.
That's right. Well, that's part of the other problem is it creates unrealistic expectations.
It depends what world you live in.
That's right. So, yeah.
Wink.
So, whack on, whack off, right?
Yeah. Hey. Wax on, wax off. Shut it down.
Yes, let's get out of this. That has been this week's edition of Memory Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith. Thanks for playing.